Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan. Oh, look at the Queen's wave here. Woo! Nice, nice. And we have as our moderator, Tiffany.
Hello.
You gonna do the Queen's wave? Ooh, or the
She's
butterfly? No,
doing
yours
it.
is a butterfly.
I can see it here. She's doing it. Yeah, she's doing the butterfly. Princess Butterfly Tiffany in the sky.
Yes. So everyone, come on in, come on in. So excited to be here. Really, I don't know about you, but it cooled off here. So it's like, can breathe. It's very nice.
I think it was in the 80s today here. So,
I think
for
you
those of you out of the country, that's Fahrenheit.
yeah.
Otherwise, you think we're on fire.
That would be
So,
very, very hot. Yeah.
very hot
But anyway,
indeed.
yeah, come on in. Tell us where you're from. Shine up your part of the grid. Very, very important. And that happens by acknowledging where you're from. You're lighting your light. You know, you're shining. Just that's all. It's as simple as that. Here I am. Exactly. Plus, me personally, I know I speak for Tracy and Tiffany too, but I get a high. I was seeing where you're from. But I think it's really important for you also to see where you're from. You're not alone on this venture.
Especially if you're from Oregon.
What?
We did really good last week with Oregon. There was a lot of Oregon participants. So get back in
Arkansas,
there.
step up, step up. Come on. And I think Texas, there was one person from Texas, maybe. I mean, come on. Texas is a big state.
Yeah, let's get you guys in here. Shout it out. You might be listening, but are you letting us know you're listening? Get
Right.
in there. Let us know you're listening.
Even if it's after the show is aired, it doesn't matter when. Just keep, because that's your light. And remember, time is all simultaneous. So we know about you. We feel you no matter when you join.
We know.
Yes.
You guys, if you want to ask questions, I do want to say one thing. If you are in Facebook, please open it up to its full version, not just the stream version, in the feed. Open it all the way up. If you are on my Facebook page, we haven't figured out the mystery yet as to why, but we don't get your posts from my Facebook page. So please go to my YouTube page, and watch from there. And we get all your quotes and comments and questions when you're on my YouTube page. Yeah. So go
Or
there.
mine works too.
Um,
Be cool if we could, if I could push, you know, if we were able to push our frames, go,
oh yeah, push it out of the
push it just a little bit, like, come on.
That would be good. Squeeze me over. I'd be like, stop it, stop it. Yeah. All right. So if you guys want to ask us a question, we really want you to ask us a question. We like to answer your questions, and you ask good questions, usually. Please put Tiffany in
Did you
capital
say
letters.
usually?
Shh. The ones that needed to hear that did. Usually you do.
Come to my See, this is why you need
My
to come to
YouTube
my
page.
page.
You guys, you love it. Come on. Tiffany, capital letters. Put emojis around it. Put Butterfly Tiffany, Princess Tiffany, Queen Tiffany, whatever you
Whatever
can think of
works.
Tiffany to get her attention so that she comes to your question and she'll share it with us. That's her job. Let's keep her busy. We like to keep her busy. She needs to read off where everybody's from. So make sure you get in there and do that and then ask a question so that she has a job because we don't want her to be bored.
No, yeah,
No.
she'd be twiddling her thumbs
In
and
fact, I think it would be kind of fun if you guys got on there and asked so many questions that she wouldn't be able to keep up.
whoa, she's probably going, Tracy.
I feel it. I feel it. Oh my goodness. Anyways,
Anything to
yes.
say
So
about
we would love to hear from you.
that,
Love it. Anything exciting happening that you would like to talk about? Any updates on the cat and its name?
if I have, I found myself starting, I mean, I had a name for a little bit, but then it just like it didn't feel like it matched her. as she kept, she just so spunky and all this stuff. So I kind of now I'm using Peanut more than anything else. And Peanut's not bad. That matches her little spunky personality. She's a little peanut.
I say her name is Nala, but she
Right.
won't commit. And she even answers to Nala, but she will not
You know what? You know
commit.
what I tried today? It
Ooh.
dawned on me today, or anywhere within the last 24 hours, that she was going into a room that my other orange cat used to go into, Mickey used to go, and she was doing that, and she freaked, I was like, and it just dawned on me, it's like, oh my God, never even thought this might be Mickey. And so I said, Mickey, meh, are you Mickey, meh? And I'm like,
They show
my
us, don't
dogs have
they?
done that. They have done that. I had noticed the cats that were doing it. So, I had Mickey for a very long time. And
Yeah.
then, and of course, see, Mickey was the orange cat. That's why I wanted another orange cat, because of Mickey.
So now Mickey is Peanut.
Or Nala.
Or Nala.
Yeah, I mean, she did respond to that. And I feel like it's a good, I mean, because she does look like a little lion, you know, like a little female lion, but and that's where that fits. It's just her personality. I don't know. I'm still not convinced of anything yet. So, but she does answer to a little bit. I mean, she does come
Well,
to me.
that one's cute. Little bit's cute. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, that's where I'm still there. I
She's a cat of
usually
many
I know
names.
an animal's name within 3 days, and this is for 2
Interesting.
weeks now. Anyway,
Well, it will come eventually,
that's
and I
my
do believe
cattail.
you. Cat tail, like it.
It will come, yes.
Yeah,
And
absolutely.
maybe she's trying to teach me that you really don't need labels.
Yeah.
Just is.
Maybe that could be the name. Just is.
Just is. Yeah. That's what Tiffany was telling a story about, a friend of hers that had a cat that took them a while to get the name, and finally she just kept coming to, what was it, Tiff? Just come here.
Come here. Yeah. They
Come
just said,
here.
come here
So
all the time. So that became its name. Come
come
here.
here. Come
Do you imagine going to the vet and what's your cat's name? Come here.
here. Exactly.
That's why I
Anyway.
wanted to name Percy Bruce Wayne, so they would be like, can we work, can Bruce Wayne come back?
That's funny when they come out and Yeah,
call you.
that'd be great.
That would be funny if they come out. Come here, come here. Oh, that's us. Yeah, here we go. Yeah, you make it
Funny.
work.
Yeah.
I mean,
Well,
I've done simple things like cat, something like
okay,
that.
yeah.
Yeah. One I named Little Gray because it was gray and it was littler than the other gray cat, so it was Little Gray.
That's kind of the names I have for the chickens. It's
Yeah,
just
a
Whitey,
description name.
Blackie.
Yep. Okay.
Anyway, okay, this is all, we're doing this so that you guys have time to get in where you're from and any questions to get some starter questions. So, but also, Tracy, is there stuff going on energetically? Are there, I mean, I know we're still kind of
We've
in
got
the Mercury.
solar flares.
Okay,
We've
yeah.
got Schumann resonance. We've got, well, we just had the new moon not too long ago. I didn't listen to anything this week. I will share with the audience really quick. We had a rough week over here. Our German Shepherd, turned out he had bone cancer, and we had to say goodbye to him this week. So if I get emotional during the show, that's probably what's going on. But I do want to share that because I've been a little bit absent on my online presence, and that's why.
Yeah,
So, yes,
grieving.
we're dealing with a lot here. But he's shown us lots of signs. When I walked out of the vet, a big old dragonfly came and buzzed around me, and and it was like, well, that was
Nice.
quick. So he
I'm
is giving
okay.
us signs, and we're all getting them. Like all the boys are recognizing the signs, and I'm recognizing the signs. And so there is, we have our moments. It comes, it ebbs and flows, but yeah, so that's been this week over here. So I haven't looked at the astrology.
Well, Yeah, and that's okay. I was just wondering because sometimes you just and just hey, anybody. I just have a feeling. I don't know, and I haven't done any looking into it either. I do know there's a lot of crazy stuff going on as far
Well,
as
we
like
had the
the
earthquake
flares and
in Russia.
yeah, earthquake, tsunami. The earthquake caused the tsunami, but I'm not sure what how far that went. I was just seeing that it was supposed to hit Hawaii, but I don't know that it ever. I don't know what happened there, but anyway.
I saw a video where somebody was standing out on one of the balconies in Hawaii and they were just recording because you could, it was supposed to hit at, let's say, 7:30. I'm probably not getting the time right. But it was like 2 hours later and it still hadn't hit. And there was just
Okay.
people all over. They were just standing in their balcony and you could hear people everywhere hollering and celebrating and
But it
relieved
hadn't come.
that it hadn't hit.
Yeah.
And today I talked to somebody that was on the Oregon coast because that was supposed to get hit as well. And by the way, you guys, I talked about Buddy and now my nose is itching like crazy. So that is our loved ones from the other side symbol.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he said that the tide was already down, or like the there was something that was already, he used ocean terms like negative whatever,
Yeah.
and by the time it hit them, it just kind of brought it up a little bit, but
Okay.
that it wasn't anything threatening.
Okay.
So I know that the Oregon coast did okay, and I'm assuming Washington also, and it would just dissipate as it went down.
Yeah.
So I think all you guys that were praying and sending all kinds of love to this, it works. I mean, we've seen it over and over again with these types of things. When everyone's putting their energy in there, it changes. It
Yeah.
can change the weather. We've done
Yeah,
it in our
absolutely.
groups too. So
Absolutely.
popping on the timeline where everybody did okay. So
Yeah. Well, can you remind me if and it could be some of the things that you were seeing before when you kept saying, well, it's still the same, still the same. And I feel like you may have said something about transparency, a lot of transparency.
yeah, secrets are coming out, that type of thing. Yeah, you're not gonna get away with holding in those secrets. You know, something's gonna expose that.
And then what about judgment?
Well, all judgment is self-judgment, right? So
Oh,
that
very
so
good.
people are getting aware, becoming aware of that, that what they're
Let's
judging
hope they're
others
getting
of.
away, they're becoming aware of that.
Yeah, hopefully. The ones that I work with are, but that's a reflection of the, you know, where they're at in their ascension process. And so that makes sense. I mean, if they're finding QHHT and they're finding me for what I work with, that makes sense. So, but yeah, yeah. So if you weren't aware of that, all judgment is self-judgment. And so what are you judging? What are you looking at?
Right,
It
you know, and that's one of the things they said, the things that we have to let go of to be able to match the frequency of the 5D. So you have to
Yeah.
let fear and judgment have
Yeah,
to.
your mom said that all the time.
All the time. All the time.
Forgiveness and yeah, and fear and judgment. Yeah.
Let go of fear and judgment. Because those will hold you back. And I just yeah, anyway. Because I'm wondering if that's some of I don't know, maybe, you know, I'm not on social media very much, but I just maybe it's always judgmental. I don't know, but I feel like there's just some things out there and maybe, well, maybe that's, you know, just how it is. And maybe that's probably why I stay off of it.
It is
Here
interesting
we are, we're broadcasting on it.
because well, I'm on there more than I would like to admit, but I have a family page also where, you know, I just like when a family event happens, I go to that page and post and just kind of keep people up on things. And it's really, really different when I go to like the Tracy Mahan CHT page is my work page, and the people that are on that are usually kind of along the same lines as me on the spiritual path and
Hi.
different things. And for the most part, pretty positive posts for the most part. Then I go to the other one, and it'll be somebody, you know, it's like, oh yeah, I forgot that this exists. It'll be like, somebody let their cat out all night and it meow, and I couldn't sleep, and get your blip it
Oh,
up cat, and and like
wow. Yeah.
just like those everyday little things that are nit 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 nit
Yeah.
and ratting somebody out or saying something
Yeah.
about, I kind of forget that when people like relationships break up, it's not amicable a lot of times, and they're bad mouthing each other on there. It's like, oh my goodness, why are you putting that on social media? And
Exactly.
I'm
I
like,
guess I just
oh
don't
yeah, I'm not on
understand
my other page right now.
it.
Yeah, so that stuff, it's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, I just was thinking that could be 'cause, but it could be that I'm just not on there much. But I was doing a lot of research for some different things, and so I was just kind of like on general pages, and it wasn't, in our community for the most part, it's very positive and everything. But yeah, just seeing some of the, I guess, yeah,
Yeah.
whatever mainstream, I guess we could call it that. I don't know, but it was just some interesting things. Yeah.
Yeah, and just to, I mean, again, no judgment with that. That's where you're at. That's what you're feeling. You're posting that because you're going through something and having feelings, and you're hurt, and this is how you're expressing it. But yeah, so being mindful, think about what you're putting out there. Are you coming from the heart, or are you just trying to one up? What are you doing with that? What is your intention with why you put that there?
Yeah, because like you're saying, all judgment is self-judgment, but whatever you put out there is a reflection of yourself.
Yeah,
So
it's never about
be
the other
mindful of what
person.
you're putting out there.
I know we're probably getting a lot of people like, what do you mean that's about me? They're the one that did it. Yeah, but
Oh,
they're your mirror
absolutely.
into something, and you're reacting to it because there's a wound somewhere. And we're not judging you by it. What we're saying is, go look at that. Why is that bothering you? Why is that poking the bear? Go look at that, because there's pain there somewhere to look at and resolve. So, yeah.
Yeah, so I feel like that's what, like you're saying, the transparent that we have some time to be transparent with ourselves,
Absolutely. I had
and
that very conversation today. The more
okay.
truthful we are with ourselves and
Yeah.
our personal truths, am I
Yeah.
doing that for me, or am I doing that to make someone else happy? Where's your truth?
Yeah.
The happier you're going to be in your life. It's true. Yeah, we gotta look at what is it that we want, or we're so programmed, I think, maybe would be the word, to do things that will please the people around us. It's like make everyone else happy, but is it making you happy? And if it is, wonderful.
Yeah.
And if it's not, then check into that.
Right.
What is your truth on that?
Exactly.
Did we give everybody enough time to
I
say
think
their
so. I
truth?
think so. That was, yeah. I mean, that's been on my mind. And I was just like, I wonder, I bet Tracy will know if, because that's, those are like checkpoints with humanity kind of thing. It's
Yeah.
like, and I live in my bubble, and so that's where it's like, oh, like you were saying, oh goodness, this is out. Yeah,
Yeah.
I forgot these
Well,
things exist out here.
one thing I would like to say is you guys are all doing a good job. No matter what you're going through, you're learning from it.
Yeah.
And so it's important to remember that even if you're like, oh, I didn't follow that intuitive nudge, guess what? You still learn to follow the intuitive nudge, whether you followed it or not. You learn to
Yeah,
follow it
you
next
learn next
time.
time, I will.
Yeah.
Yes.
And if you did follow it, you're like, oh, I'm so glad I followed that. And then you'll be more trusting of it in the next time.
Right. What I
So.
usually do with myself, if I recognize something like that, then I will go, okay, next time I want to do it sooner. It's like, because we our goal is to get it immediately, but it might take
Yeah.
several times before we recognize it immediately. Sometimes it takes,
But yeah.
it goes through some stuff.
Well, think about I did a one of my clients this week, my QHHT client, was asking me about my journey to QHHT. So she interviewed me a little bit before I got to interview her, which was fun. We got to share, and that was kind of a fun thing to do. But I was kind of telling her about how we met and, our journey of getting to know each other over the years. And, I think about where we were however many years ago that was. 2012 is the first time I met you. So 13 years ago, you've come a long ways. You've come a long ways, my friend. So, there's a lot, and we're ever expanding and growing and ascending, and it's exciting. Where will we be in the next 13 years?
Exactly.
We'll still be broadcasting, but it might look a little different than this.
We will be in your
We might
room.
be 3D figures, in
Exactly.
your room. You'll
And then
feel
you'll
like we're
actually be able
sitting
to see
on your
Tiffany.
couch.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we'll join you. Hey.
We'll sip your coffee or tea.
Go.
All right.
Yes. Tea, please.
Let's bring Tiffany in with where everybody's from so we can start lighting it up.
Sorry, there's no one out there.
Oh, man. Okay. Well, we'll just keep talking
We're
to
just
ourselves
talking to ourselves, but anyway, so.
What's new?
Oh my goodness.
All right, we have Ohio, Washington, the UK, Chile, Minnesota, not New Mexico. I'm dyslexic today. Florida, Canada, another Washington, Tennessee, North Carolina, Oregon.
I'll even take Washington. They're my neighbor.
Yeah, they're right there.
Portugal, Louisiana, Delaware, Brazil, New
Oh, nice. Woo, down
Mexico.
south. What was the last one?
New Mexico. This one
Now
I
you got
read
New
it right.
Mexico.
Yep. Couple Californias, Illinois, Connecticut, Ohio. We have a lot of Ohios in the house, unless they're just reporting from multiple places.
Oh, nice.
Some Florida, Minnesota, Texas.
Yay.
Hello, Texas in the house. Nebraska, Florida, New York.
Nice.
Hello from the East Coast. So they're lighting up the whole East Coast. Cool.
Wow. We'll take it.
Georgia, Illinois, Michigan, Nebraska, Michigan, Ontario, New Hampshire,
Nice,
Washington,
nice.
Montreal, Costa Rica, Little Rock,
Arkansas,
hey.
yay!
Some more Illinois, Georgia. Let's see. Some more Canada, Connecticut,
So
New
cool.
Jersey. Oh, another Texas.
Woohoo! Fantastic. So you guys are almost tied, I think.
Oh,
Texas and
Vietnam.
Vietnam.
All
Very
right.
cool. Well, welcome, everybody. Welcome, welcome. Thank you for lighting up your part of the grid. That is so exciting. Do you feel it? Do you feel that light energy?
In my mind, I'm geographically as best as I can, seeing the lights popping in. Washington really represented today. There was a lot of people from Washington on that list. Good job,
Very good.
neighbors.
Yes.
Yeah. Love it.
So
I
cool.
love
Thank
it.
you.
What else we got? Oh, are we ready for questions?
I'm ready if you are.
Hold on. I want to say more places.
Oh,
Wyoming, Japan.
Japan.
Oh, I also have two more Texas. There's a couple
Oh,
more Oregons.
goodness.
Wisconsin, Pennsylvania. Oh, another Texas. Gosh darn it. Every time there's a Texas,
Wow.
there's an
Hey, Texas
Oregon.
is really going. But hey, there
Oh,
are several other
Utah.
states. This is just because we're from these states. These other states, you guys have been, I mean, there's so many with a bunch. So thank you
Yeah.
for
You
coming
can
out.
tell which ones live where.
There's two, there have been two more Arkansas's, so you have
Oh,
some more
okay.
representation.
Very cool. You're from everywhere. I love this, you guys. Thank you so much.
Oh,
Oh,
Ireland, Scotland.
well, there we
Sweet.
go. Perfect. Yeah,
Okay.
that's fun. You're
Are
not
you
done.
ready?
We're ready. We're ready for the question. Miss Tiffany in the sky.
With diamonds.
This is from Paige, dear Queen Tiffany of the Fairies. Can we talk about food? There's so much angst and judgment, and I try to eat with joy, but shopping and eating seems like a big lose-lose situation.
So, well, you're saying food. I guess it all falls on me because so it's like, are you trying to restrict yourself to one certain type? Or are you feeling judgment if you eat whatever it is you want? That's probably where judgment comes in. It's like, oh, how you can't do that.
Yeah, I shouldn't eat like that, or blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
But remember, what we think about is what we create. And so if we eat our food and probably even shopping for it, if we're doing all that and if we're infusing these feelings right from the beginning, then that's what it will have. That's the energetic vibration it will have when we consume it. We're taking it in with those, like, oh my gosh, it's going to be bad for me, or no, this, I shouldn't be doing this. And where if you just love it, thank you so much. I mean, you can turn a donut into a really healthy thing with your mind. Your body won't know. It might. I don't know. This is a theory I'm still working on. In theory, this should work. This should work because it's about loving the food and knowing that you're taking in this wonderful nourishment and doing that. And if you're doing that when you eat and you're thanking the food and you're loving it, then it should be consumed by your body in that loving manner. It should take it that way. And that's, again, it's a theory,
Well, and
kind of a working theory.
it kind of goes with, hey, we're taking in more light. Is that affecting our diet? Well, if you are holding that frequency over your food before consuming it, or however you praying over the food, meditating over the food, setting intention over the food, however you want to label that, then you're raising the frequency of the food. Go into the joyful heart, enjoy the food. If you're scarfing food down, if you are eating
Enjoying.
mindlessly, that kind of stuff, we have to think about how are we consuming anything, not just food,
True.
but anything. How are we consuming it?
Yeah.
We have all these programs out there in the world. That's going to be my word today, programs that are, coaching us to mindlessly eat, commercials and different things that are encouraging us to mindlessly eat. And as a society, we've kind of stepped right into that and said, yeah, let's sit down and blah, 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 and we eat it up. And then later we're like, oh, and if we were paying attention to how much we were eating, we would realize we were full or whatever.
Yeah, or if you
There's a
just
lot of
thoroughly enjoy
studies
it.
on that.
Yeah.
There
If you can
was,
savor it,
yeah. I remember there was a study that I watched where they would bring somebody in. There was a couple different ones, but it was to prove that we mindlessly eat. So they set them down in front of one of them, they set them down in front of a bowl of soup, and from underneath the table, they were pumping in more soup from underneath. And so the bowl never emptied. And so the person just kept eating, and they were talking, and they were eating, and they were eating, and they were eating, and they never stopped. And they ate the equivalent of like five bowls of soup before they realized that they really
They
didn't,
weren't getting
they were
anywhere.
getting uncomfortable. That's what it was like. And then there was another one where they brought them in and they sat two people down for breakfast, and they gave them these big plates of food. And eggs and bacon and all the things, all the trimmings, and they sat there and ate and they cleaned off their plates, right? And then they brought them in again, sat them down at another time with blindfolds on, and they ate. And by the time they felt full, because they weren't seeing what was left on the plate, they stopped and they only ate maybe a third of what was on the plate. So this is the kind of stuff to pay attention to when we're talking about food, is how are you eating it? Are you being mindful? Are you paying attention? Are you enjoying it? Are you tasting it? Are you, or are you just filling up a plate and eating what you have on the plate because that was what was on the plate? There's a lot of ways to look at that.
And there's another thing. What popped in my mind was something, and it could be where this is coming from. I don't know. But I know I saw a lot of posts about eating meat and some judgment around that. There's usually judgment around eating meat. But then I saw some people saying, my guides told me I need meat. And that's what my guides told me too. So it's like, be sure that you listen to your guidance. Don't do something just because one that maybe the latest crave or the craze or that's what we're supposed to be doing. Of high vibe people are supposed to be eating this way. We are all different. We come from different places, and we are moving at different rates and different frequencies. So you've got to do what's right for you and where you are right now. We are all going to the same place, and we will probably all be there where we are eating maybe just pure light. But right now, and it has nothing to do with where you are in your growth. It just that what does your body need? Because it needs certain things. And if you're not giving it to them, then it's or to the body, it's going to have issues. Because
It's built that way, yeah.
it's just built that way. It's a machine that needs certain things.
And
So
yeah.
if it's maybe guilt around that and people are shaming you for eating things that they don't feel like you should and stuff, because there has been a lot of that going on. And I understand it. It's like if you have this information, it's like, oh, well, this is what you're supposed to be doing to ascend. And I get it. Well, then you need to stop doing that. But that isn't, I think some of that information was taken out of context. It was like, rather than you have to do it to ascend, it was as you ascend, you will, or as your frequency is going higher, you'll probably find that you don't want some of these foods as much. That's how it
You'll
was actually
naturally
worded.
wean that out, or it just drops out of your existence. But yeah, I agree. I think sometimes it can go to extremes on some of those things, and just be very careful and follow your own guidance, and maybe what somebody is saying resonates for you, and follow that. But don't
And let's
force
just hope.
something that's not natural for you.
Exactly. And just it might be right for somebody else, but I may not be right for you. That's okay. We're not all the same.
No, we have to realize that we came from many different planetary starseed systems, and some of those start. We have breatharians, you guys. They can literally go for days on just breath and maybe water, and they come from planets where they live off of the light. And so, but then there's others that came from planets that needed substance, and we're in physical bodies that require substance.
Now, I can definitely say my diet has changed. It has shifted. Like I said, I mainly eat chicken and fish. I'll eat some hamburger once in a while, thing where, but that's okay. I'm not saying, oh, okay, I'm here. But I can definitely say it has shifted. But to try and go completely off of it, I'm not ready for that. So, and I feel weak if I don't eat something like that. And I, but that's me. And again, what's right for me may not be right for you. So it's okay. Just understand you and get your own information about that.
Absolutely. Okay.
Hopefully that helps. And I can't think of any other angles around food that.
We touched on a lot of different angles of food, and you guys use your discernment. That's what I say all the time. We're sharing our perspective and our experiences, and we each have our own individual realities. So what's right for you? And just take that part.
Absolutely.
All right, Miss Tiffany in the sky, butterfly queen. What do you have for us? Like when you do that.
Spark a Lee Tiffany. If several people are in one room, whose quote unquote movie are you in?
Oh, good question. Good
That's
question.
a fun question.
Yes, very
Maybe we
fun.
should help everyone understand where that question comes from.
Okay. You're living your life and you are hopefully the star of your movie. You know, a lot of people that are supporting actors all the time, they're not the star in their own movie. They're not the main actor, and that's why I say that is because sometimes we always put ourselves last and we're not that person. But you're as the creator of your life, you are the central figure and you are the screenwriter, the director, the producer, and the actor, okay, in your movie. And to make that movie, you've got to have supporting actors and you'll have background people, just extras that are in there. So these are all the different people that are in your play, your movie. So that's where that's coming from. Now, and I know that's also an explanation for like when mom was talking about the backdrop people, but I'll just call them extras. We have extras in our movie. So there's
In a
you.
room full of people.
A room full of people. Yeah, exactly. But in this one, it's three people, but okay. So And I actually use that a similar example sometimes when I'm trying to explain how the background, people work is like, okay, if you're in a store, let's say a supermarket, and you're shopping and you're going through your things, okay, you're the central figure doing it, and now you come up to check out, right? And you're at the teller and or the checkout, and now you're interacting with that person. So that person is now a supporting role for you. Now they have a speaking role because they're going to interact with you. So they're now in your movie in a supporting role in that way. Everybody else that's going on around there, those are extras that you put in there just to fill in the store scene. Okay. Now, if we were to shift the camera to now make it on one of the other people that walked by you, maybe behind you and stuff, we move it to them. Now they are the main character in their movie. Now you're in the background to them. As long as you're not, when you're not interacting, you're just kind of, you're a background person, you're an extra. So you agree to be extras in each other's films. So the
So,
three people movie, it depends on what you're doing. If you're the main character, I mean, if it's your movie, I mean, if it's your thing, it's your movie. And the other two, depending on how interactive you are with them, they could both be supporting people or they're both extras.
So in a room of people, I think the question was, whose movie are you in? You're in all the movies. You might be as you might be the main character, you might be the supporting character, or you might be the backdrop. So you could be all of it,
It
depending
depends on which
on
viewpoint.
which viewpoint. Yeah. So that's a good question though. And that was a thinking, oh yeah, you could be playing all the roles at once. You're a star of your own movie, but you're in the background of that person's movie, and you're a supporting character for this person's movie.
Isn't that fun? It's
I like
that
that.
works.
That was fun.
It makes your brain work.
Like it. Let's go deeper.
Super. Great question.
My turn. I'm the lead.
Okay.
Oh, put her in charge. Let me be a supporting character in your lead. Okay, stop talking then. I'm just kidding. Just kidding. I'm sorry. That was rude. That's not what I meant. Terrific techno Tiffany. I like
Hey,
that.
nice.
I've been regressed to past lives. This is from Kitty, but also events slash places have flashed me into past lives. What's the difference?
Oh,
I don't
I
know that there
wouldn't.
would
No,
be.
you're getting there one way or another, and that veil is getting so thin that we're getting more spontaneous. It can be memories, it can be, things are
Strong reactions to locations and pictures of.
smells, picture. Can take you right back. I mean, because they can do that within this life, you'll pull up a memory from a picture or a smell or something, and then so if you can do it in this life, it can easily be done in another life. But I would say there's no difference. It's just with the hypnosis, there's maybe more continuity because you have somebody asking questions
Well,
and
and
you
there's
can kind of have some
intention.
guidance. Say that again.
There's intention there because you're going there for that purpose. Whereas when something just triggers you in it, then it's just there. But I mean, either way, like you said, you're getting the information. It's important for you to see it, I'm guessing, if it's coming through, there's something for you there that's significant for what's going on in your life right now, showing you something. So, yeah.
I say cool.
Or Coolio, or maybe we'll find a name for the cat in this. Or no. Spastastic cat. That would be good.
She could be Nala Peanut or Peanut Nala.
Could
Nala.
be.
Wait, we'll see.
Little Nala Nut. No?
Anyway, let's get on to meaningful things.
Nutty Nala.
Nutty Nala, that
Nala.
could work. Yep.
This is from Celeste. I would like to know about letting go of scarcity mindset and the purge associated with that.
Purge associated with it. Sorry, Trace, it might cough. My throat is tickling. I keep trying to cough. So if you want to go for it.
Well, the purge, that word purge, we want to also be mindful of the words that we're using in our language, because if you're associating, if I can let go of my poverty mindset, there has to be a purge that goes with it, then that's a belief system that you can let go of. It doesn't have to be a purge, it can be easy. It can be easy as much as it can be hard. You know, it, what is our energy behind that? So letting go or releasing that, I don't know, they're showing me to have you visualize unplugging the box that says poverty on it. Just unplug it. And one of the visuals I like to do, and yes, this is my childlike wonderment coming in, is I like to imagine a $100 bill with googly eyes and little, what do they call those little fuzzy wires? The pipe cleaners, pipe cleaner arms and legs, and then little cute shoes on it. And the $100 bill is dancing and playing and partying with me. And then it starts inviting all of its friends. And in my mind, I'm watching them have a party in my bank account, and they all have like little googly eyes and little funny arms. And it's like arts and crafts in my hand.
You know what I like about that? It takes the seriousness out of it, because we get so serious about money and it's like, oh, I gotta be careful, and I gotta like that, the poverty mindset, that's a serious question. And I love this, because then it becomes playful, and that's that energy. Money's energy.
It's energy. Come play in my account.
Yeah, I
Come on,
love
come
that.
play over here in my wallet. There's another one that I do with people, where I have you just sit and imagine you get to go in a room with a pallet filled with money, but you only get to be in there for 5 minutes. And then what do you do? And of course, you're shoving the money in every space that you can shove money in that 5 minute time frame, right? And then be in that energy. You feel that energy. It's almost that same scarcity energy and panic. I got, how much can I cram in here? This is the only time I get. And feel that. Be in that energy. It's not fun. It's very anxious energy. Now imagine that that pallet of money is always there, and you can go in that room and grab what you need, but you only can take what you need. You don't take excess. You just take what you need. Now that could mean that, you know, you're buying something fun and playful, and you can take that money, but you only take what you need. You're not cramming it in like you're, you know, never going to see it again. And when you exit the room, all of a sudden, whatever you took gets replaced. So next time you go in, it's a full pallet again, and you just take what you need. And then be in that energy.
And you always have what you need.
Yeah. And it
And you're
just
not worried about it,
clarity
because
energy.
it's
Yeah.
always enough.
Yep.
Yeah,
And
that's
then pay
beautiful.
attention, how, which one of those energies are you in when you're paying your bills, or and you get to pay your bills. You don't have to, you
Yeah,
get
you
to.
get to and be excited about it. That
Yeah.
was something I learned early, and I remember that was a weird thing to say thank you. And when I was writing checks, and that was back in the day of
I
writing
have
checks.
more than enough money to pay that. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm so happy I have enough, you know. Oh, thank you so much for, you know, that I do have the money to cover this. And then yeah, it started shifting. It was just, I always had the money. I had whatever I needed to take
Do you
care of
ever notice that the money for something you really want will show up, and the money
it.
for, oh, gotta pay the bills, gotta pay that credit card, gotta
Yeah,
pay the
what you
fee.
really need.
And then you're like, oh, there's hardly any money in my account. And you're more stressed out paying those because you don't have that same energy as you do when it's something you want to buy. So just pretend you really want to buy that, all that water you use this month, and you really want to buy. You really want to run that air conditioner, and you're really excited that you have the money to pay for that.
Yeah,
So,
because as long as you're putting out to the universe that I don't have enough, then it's going to keep giving you not enough.
yeah, that experience, yeah.
That same energy profile, everything will be just not enough.
Yeah. $100 dancing in your bank
Yeah,
account,
I love that.
inviting all of its friends.
With
Come,
the
good guys.
Google
Be in your childlike wonderment around the money.
Love it.
Yeah. All right. We're doing good on time. We're doing good on time. All
We
right.
are.
This question is from Laura. What is your favorite book of your mother's?
Well, my mom didn't write a book. Oh, I think that's yours.
Or your mother's collection. Does she read books?
Oh yeah, she does. She reads the Bible a lot, and she reads a lot of those affirmation books.
Okay.
I bet an affirmation book would be my favorite. Okay, and your turn.
My turn. My favorite, that's like, if you ask any author what their favorite is of the when they have a lot of books, it's, those are like children, and I grew up with her children, so it's like I know that feeling. But I feel like, the one that's my favorite, and it's for a very personal reason. So there you go. I mean, there'll be a sentimental reason, and that's Five Lives Remembered. And it's because that book is my father's book. And so,
Talked
and
about
it's how my
your
mother
dad
got
yesterday.
started. What was that, Tracy?
I just talked about your dad yesterday.
Oh,
Yeah.
yeah. And I just love that because that's his story. I mean, he was the one that started everything, and this is how it started. And he's actually the hypnotist in the book. And it keeps him alive with
Connected
everything.
to it. Yeah. Yeah. Because a lot of people don't realize that's where it all started. And that was the conversation.
There you
So,
go. Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, very much. And so that's my favorite because it's him. He's doing all the talking. I mean, he's the hypnotist, and that's his voice. That's his, and that's how he is. And that's what started everything. So, but all of them, I mean, they're so different. So it's really, they all are fantastic for various reasons, in their areas of that they focus on. So there it's like, what if you're wanting to know where do I start or what would be the best one to start with? I would just say, just where do you resonate? Because it depends on what you're going through as to what will be the best for you. And then from there, I mean, just probably know that you'll end up reading all of them at some point. You'll get them all because they're so good and they're so relevant. It doesn't matter what the subject matter is, it's all relevant.
Yeah, absolutely. Good question. That was fun. Yeah.
So
She's
I have
reading
an
her.
update and then I have a request. So,
Oh, okay.
update, this is from Sarah. Princess Tiffany, update on my ovarian cysts. I did a cord cutting, my QHHT, and someone else told me it was ancestral. I haven't had any problems since my cycle is so much better. Just
Oh,
wanted to
good.
give an
Wow.
update on my question I asked a few months ago. Thank you for your help.
Thank you for updating us.
Yeah,
That's
thank you.
wonderful. Thank you. Nice.
Wonderful.
And the request, this is from Stephen. Can we get a live companion course in New Jersey?
It's in New Jersey.
I will put that out there and see if we can, because we have Diane is in Massachusetts. We do have someone, they're not trained though in the companion course yet.
Oh.
Level 3's in New Jersey, but maybe Diane might be willing to travel a little bit. Never know. We can
Yeah,
look
I
into it. Thanks for that.
will.
Thank you for that request. We
Yeah.
don't know
It
unless you.
helps when we know where people need or
Yeah.
want things. Yeah.
Exactly.
Or maybe New Jersey could go to Hawaii. And then
Or
I'll
we
do
have several coming up
it.
in Canada. And we have some, see, Canada. We have several in Canada, Portugal. I'm just off the top of my head. These are what's scheduled right now. I feel like there's somewhere else too. It's not, but then, yeah, I think Diane had just recently done one. And so that's been, yeah.
Yeah, there was a few of them that just recently have been done in the last month or so.
Yeah.
But yeah,
Then we're
that
usually
was
doing them
that's
in Arkansas, so Australia, at least.
Australia, Washington, California,
Yeah.
Durango, Colorado, yeah, all over the place.
Yeah, in California. Yeah, exactly. So it's just a matter of, working schedules out and knowing what demand is out there.
Very nice.
Super.
What else we got? Let's talk about something. What I had a question and it left my head. This is where I'm at. We're teetering into the end part of the day, the week. Just bring me
It's
back.
coming. It's coming to the
Ooh.
surface. Yep, it's coming.
All right. So, what would you like everyone to know, or just positive something to share with everybody?
Well, okay. You are the
Tiffany,
creator.
you're going to be next. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So work on it. I feel like we know this, but it's one thing to know it mentally, and it's another thing to actually know it, to live it, and know it with that and within your being. You are the creator of your universe, your world, your bubble, whatever, whatever helps you work that. Sometimes maybe world might be too big, and it's like, oh my gosh, I'm creating the whole world. So if I make it a bubble, and it's like you're creating what you see, feel, touch, you're creating your bubble, which is your world, right? Really, that's what it is. It's how wherever you start pushing out, then you're extending your bubble. Okay, but for all intents and purposes, it really is a bubble. It's just you have it's a not a huge. We don't control what happens in other countries. We don't control what happens in our country and our government. And they see that's extending that bubble. It's that's way out there. Our bubble is our home, ourselves, our family. That's where we're interacting. We have that's our influence right there. We can maybe be on these different social media platforms and have some influence, but I don't know that it's something like would be part of your world. I just don't. I mean, I guess if you want it to be, I must be on a social media thing right now. I don't know, but anyway, I'm not trying to knock or anything. It was just, I guess I had some kind of an awakening this week on it. But anyway, you can influence. You can have something like that, but you can't control. You can't control things that are out there. You can't make people want see things your way. You can't make thing people. So that's where only thing you can do that to is yourself. So
Can I
that
play
you
on
work for
that?
you. Yeah, absolutely.
Like one of the things that I was shown over the last, I don't know, I think it's been the last week since we've talked, is that, here we are in this society where everybody's trying to kind of be like the other person and be similar to each other. And what they showed me is actually we need everybody to be themselves because it's a harmonics thing. If every key on the piano sounded the same, that wouldn't be very pretty music, would it?
Oh,
And
no.
so what you're saying, I feel like this kind of goes with that, is that if the more that you can be yourself, your true authentic self, the more in harmony you are in your frequency, and that frequency makes a tone or a sound, and it creates a harmonic. And when you are with other people, then you create this really divine harmonic if everyone is in their true self. So that's going to be mine. Tiffany, what's your
Love
goodbye,
it.
elevating pearl of wisdom?
Be good to each other.
Love it. Yes. Remember to be good. That's nice. Yeah. Be good.
Exactly.
Be kind. That's what we always, we forget that sometimes.
Yeah, and it's okay that someone's different, and it's okay that they did something different. Just be okay with that.
Yeah, they're singing their note.
Yeah, they are singing their note, and you wouldn't want somebody to interrupt your note, so don't interrupt theirs. That was one of the things this week too, was how would you feel if you're saying something confrontational to another person and you don't understand why they're not understanding you, how would you feel if someone come up and said those things to you? Find a way to communicate lovingly without pushing yourself onto other people or your agenda onto other people. Check in with yourself, those kind of things. How do
Nice.
people find information about QHHT,
Yeah.
QHHT practitioners,
Yeah,
and the classes that
everything.
we're hoping to get more of?
Exactly. Everything QHHT. And definitely, if you're wanting companion classes, stay tuned because we're always adding them. So just keep going to the website, and that's QHHTofficial.com. And if you would like to become a practitioner, Tracy has a coupon code that you can use to get 10% off the price of the course.
That's right. If you put in the magic is real, all as one word, you will get 10% off. The magic is real.
Magic, yes. Everything's
It's
magical. Mm-hmm.
real. It's real. All right.
And then they can find you on there if they want to come have a session with you.
Yes, you can find me on qhhtofficial.com or tracymahan.com and schedule with me there.
Yeah. So I think we're, are we there now, TJ? I
Think we're there.
think
Oh,
we're close.
we got 60 seconds.
Okay.
Okay, let's do this. 60 seconds. What card are we going to pull?
Okay, real quick one, yeah.
Healing. Healing.
There we go. And that's the
Goes
bear
right
that
in
walks in
with
my
what we
yard a
were.
few weeks ago.
I like that it's the bear. Here.
Love
In
it. So
the
healing.
snow.
Yep.
Oh,
One more, real quick. One more.
one more. Let me grab a different deck just to
Okay.
keep it real. And oh, two of them came out. Heart of Source and Hothar Light Codes. Okay, Hothar Light Codes are light immersion, full system upgrade, power recall. All
Ooh,
right.
okay.
And then Heart of Source is all-encompassing love, which is what we were talking about. Come from love, unconditional acceptance, and serenity. This is all the
Love
things we're
it.
talking about, you guys.
There we go. Perfect. Perfect.
Okay.
Perfect. Okay.
Thank
Love
you,
this
Tiffany.
one.
Thank you,
Thank you. Yes.
Julia.
Thank you,
Thank
Tiff.
you,
Thank you,
audience.
Tracy. Thank you, everyone. Love you. Bye.
Bye, everybody.